really obvious answer, I think.
Can I see you again?
Or more immediately, he says, say they had come separately, he says, can I take you home? Okay. What were you going to say?
That's what I was going to say.
You were going to say, see you home, or?
Yes, may I see you home, or may I take you home?
Okay. The doors, a lot of times, have signs on them in public places, too, so you won't open the door the wrong way. What do the two signs say? On one side, it says...
exit.
One side it says push, pull, the other side says pull.
Okay, would you repeat that again?
One side says pull, the other side says push.
Okay. If you had to carry a whole mess of stuff yourself, say a bunch of suitcases or something like that, say, well, I had, yesterday I had those suitcases all the way down the street or something, what word would you use?
Yesterday I carried the suitcases down the street.
Okay. Anything you want to? Any other word you'd use, maybe, rather than carry?
Oh, you might say lugged.
Okay. The if you wanted, if you were, say, occupied, and you wanted somebody to go somewhere else and bring back something for you, you might say, "Go me something."
Fetch this for me.
Okay. In football, you score 6 points by getting across what line?
The goal line.
Okay. One way of getting across the goal line is to be across the goal line and do something to the ball. Say if the end is across the goal line and do this to the ball, what does he do? I don't know.
You mean after he's crossed the goal line?
Well, let's say he's in the end zone, the quarterback drops back to pass and throws the ball and...
catches the ball.
Yeah, okay. Let's say you don't catch his number. Say, maybe the guy next door would say, oh, who was that the ball?
Received.
Or didn't see who that pass.
Caught.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just, okay.
Too simple.
That's right. this is real. Okay. If a child, say, has done something that's going to get him a spanking or something like that, he's liable to say, oh, please get me,
slap on the wrist instead?
No. He's probably not even going to ask for that. He's going to say, he's done it once or twice before.
I won't do it again. Yeah. I won't do it again.
Okay. Okay. If you know that somebody at certain times can be less than agreeable and he's just agreeing to everything that you want him to do, you figure he's probably in a good
mood.
Or good
disposition.
Anything else you say? A good
behavior.
Okay. What is the ice cream truck that goes around and bell and everything and sells these chocolate things?
You say, what is it?
Yeah, what's the name of that truck that goes around it? I'm still fishing for the same word. Good
humor.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Okay. If you have, say, a pesky salesman at the door, you'd say, well, I'm trying to figure out how I can...
get rid of him.
Okay. Would you say get shed of him or anything? Or
I'd say get rid of him.
Okay. All right. When you write a letter to somebody, and you put the stamp on it and seal it and everything, what else do you have to do to make sure it gets to where it's going?
Put on the zip code.
Okay. Or even before the zip code, you have to
address it.
Okay. Did you ever say back the letter?
No. Okay.
When you ask a question, generally you expect
an answer.
Okay.